from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We're definitely going to have some fun with this one because we have Shirley Joseph from Taunton, who has dealt with breast cancer. We have Kristen Donahue, a nurse from Dana-Farber, and Shirley's manager is with us.
We don't have a name for the manager
He
yet.
Doesn't want us to mention his name.
He's like Prince.
He just wants to be Shirley's manager. He goes by a symbol. Okay. That's right. There you go.
So that's what it is. He wanted to sit here.
It is true.
Homie had me come over. I came over.
Yeah. There we go.
Husband manager.
There it is. Ladies, good afternoon. How are you? And Shirley, tonight is a big night for you, is it not?
It's one of the biggest.
You're singing the national anthem tonight. At Fenway Park.
Yes, I am.
And your manager had to book this, I'm sure.
Had to pull some strings, but we got it.
You got it done.
Got it done.
So are you excited, nervous? You know, do you have to walk around going fa-la-la-la-la all day?
I'm excited, nervous. Yeah. I've been practicing over and over and over again. This is a very, very big moment for me, and I feel so alive.
Have you sang the anthem in front of people other than your manager before?
No.
This isn't like I'm going to go to church and sing it, right? This is I'm going from zero to 35,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Way to freak her out.
Yes.
Well, there's actually going to be more people there.
Well, there might be.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to invite, imagine everyone in their underwear.
There you go.
There you go.
Do they have the words, like, somewhere just in case by people?
No, I have the words memorized.
Okay. I know I would end up freaking out, and next thing you know, I'm singing, like, you know.
In a God of DeVita or something like that.
Yeah, some weird Taylor Swift song, and then I go back into it. Well, tell us about your story, because we know you're singing the anthem. And by the way, I told you, before you leave, you have to give us at least an idea
of
what a great we can warm up. But tell
support
us about,
guy.
Tell us about.
Luckily,
your story.
You're not a juggler. Like he would just be like, "Oh, juggle for
me." Can you juggle and sing?
No, I cannot juggle at all. Maybe two things, but not more than that. But my story is I was diagnosed with stage 4 inflammatory breast cancer in January 2024. And from that moment, I decided I was going to live. And I've been living ever since. And here I am with a big smile because I feel so alive. I've been able to get the best treatment from the best doctors and nurses, as you can see we have here. And I'm just so fortunate and grateful for that.
So, Kristen, a little bit on just dealing with breast cancer at Dana-Farber, kind of your role, some of the things that I think people who are sitting there and thinking, I'm going to text, you know, K-Cancer to 20222, what's my why? Can you kind of give people a little background into your role at Dana-Farber?
Well, that's easy for me. I've always worked in the breast cancer role. Like, even before I was a nurse, I did breast cancer research for Dana-Farber. I just love the people I meet. It just, they're, the way they come, they're nervous, they're scared, they have no idea what's going on. But after that first day, they've got it. They figure it out. their resilience, it's unmarkable.
And Shirley's whole, you know, like, usually the question is, so what was going through your mind when you found out? And you're like, okay, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to live.
Yeah.
It's not that simple for other people, though.
It's not. Of course, I definitely thought about, am I going to die? I had so many questions because usually people relate the word cancer to death.
Yeah.
And what I've realized throughout this process is that there's so much more information that you just don't know. It's not common knowledge. So I had to dive deep into my diagnosis and find out what it was to begin with, finding out what the treatment was going to be like, and the support system that I had around me helped me prepare for the fight that I had coming.
Kristen, can you kind of tell us a little bit on inflammatory breast cancer? Mm-hmm. What is the difference there?
So it's a little bit more aggressive. It is just like that. It's a more aggressive type of breast cancer. There's more specialized treatments for IBC. It's just the way the cancer cells are. They're different. So Shelly's fight from the day one hasn't changed at all. She just came in here guns a-blazing. She's like, I've got this. It's not going to change who I am. And I'm just going to handle this day by day. And she has. You're fierce.
Thank you.
You are fierce.
Yes.
Well, you are. And then I see here that your manager's name is Mike. He's also your husband as well.
Yes, he
right?
is.
And you love like hip-hop, R&B, gospel music.
Yes.
Right? So you sing it all? Like, are you roaming around the house just singing all the time? And Mike's got to be like, yeah, I got to go to another room.
No, Mike loves it.
I love it. It's on repeat.
Yeah, he encourages me to actually push forward and keep going. Throughout this process, I've still continued with my artistry, releasing music. I did do a large performance before my mastectomy to make sure my fans and my people were able to come out and see me perform. I've been able to spread love through art and music, and that's been my mission as an artist for the past 5 years. And when I was diagnosed in January, I was thinking, how is this going to change me? And I said, instead of being negative, let's be positive. Instead of scaling back from what I do, let's do it more and let's spread cancer awareness while we do it.
Wow. So we know that we have so many families come in here and, you know, manager husband, you know, when you find out she gets this diagnosis, what's going through your head?
The first thing I thought was I'm going to do everything in my power to keep this woman alive. And whether that be just catering to her, making sure that the doctors are hearing her out, making sure, like, just taking care of everything. Like, I don't want her stressing. Just focus on healing, and that's it. And your art, because that's what makes her happy. So,
he's been a big part of this, hasn't he?
Very big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys, now he's going to be glomming some credit tonight.
How many times is he going to say, that's my wife?
That's right.
That's my baby. Shorty. That's my shorty.
When we see Mike tonight, when he's like running out there, like the security people are trying to like hold him back, and he's like, yo, right there. We're going to know. We're going to be like, no, we talked to that dude, man.
Yeah.
Well, Shirley, knock it out. No pun intended.
No, you can't say goodbye yet. You know.
No, you're not going to force.
I'm not a force. It's a request.
You are.
I heard you're a really good singer.
A request means she can say no.
It's a suggestion then. Or a request.
Okay.
If you're uncomfortable with it, don't worry about it. I'm sure you have a beautiful voice.
She's going to unveil her voice to the world tonight, and you want her on the spot with no warm-up whatsoever.
I know. I'm a terrible person.
I was not ready.
I know. Don't worry about it. I'll sing it for you.
Okay.
Oh, say, can you see? See, I think that's the kind of the note you should work for.
Folks, if you would like Fourier to stop singing, please text K-Cancer to 20222. Your $25 donations via text will shut him up.
Yeah, well, whatever I need to do.
Stop the singing, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We're so excited for you. Good luck to you.
Thank Shirley, you
good
so luck. Much.
Yeah. You too, all you guys. Everybody,
you and Manager Mike.
Manager Mike. Manager husband Mike.
He's going to have a chain now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Joe Milton's got the big three.
Yep.
You know, it's just
M-M. Manager Mike.
Oh, you know we're getting that now.
Or you can go M cubed or M squared. Yeah, that would be.
Ooh,
there you go.
I like that.
And one less M, it might not be as expensive either.
Oh,
there you go.
He knows.
Yeah, we're getting that. Yeah. Another,
oh, this has been so great.
Guys, thank you very much. Final hour of our part of the Nesson WEEI Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.